do you not make a first down there?
They passed against a nickel defense. They should have run it off tackle.
How the hell do you know that?
My father loved football. He always made me watch it before I was allowed to do my homework.
Well, I'd be happy to know. I just spoke to Zach, and he's willing to sign the court papers. He's on his way here now.
Wait, you invited him here?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to weigh in again. What do you think they ought to do now?
I would throw a quick slant to a wide out, given that the defense is showing blitz.
Oh, I love a good blitz, especially with sour cream. Get it? Because it sounds like blintz.
Did someone say blintz?
I just don't understand why you invited him here today.
Because you wouldn't shut up about it. When I called him, he had nothing to do, so I just thought
Hey, guys, I'm Jenna Cook in here.
Oh, sorry, we'll keep it down.
No, speak up. I'm about to use the blender, and I don't want to miss anything.
Well, you might have to cook for one more, because she invited Zach.
What?
My, my, the plot like my gravy thickened.
I don't care for your mother's bathroom. There's not an angle to do one's business without a clown figurine staring at you.
That's why I sit.
Yeah, that's why. You remember the Thanksgiving game when it snowed in Dallas?
1993. Leon Lett blew the game in the final seconds, and the Dolphins emerged victorious. And then I finally got to do my calculus.
I was so pissed I wanted to shoot my TV.
So was my dad. And then he did.
Anyone need a beer?
Yeah.
Thank God.
So, does your dad still live in Texas?
No, he died when I was 14.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So was the man who owned the local liquor store. He cried and cried.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. So if your dad died when you were 14, you were never old enough to have a beer with the man.
No, sir. He did try to give me one for my high school graduation, but I was 11 and my mom said no.
Well, you're having one with me.
All right.
To your dad.
I never had a beer with my dad either.
Do you mind? We're having a moment here.
I can't believe Penny's married to Zach.
I wonder what she saw in that guy.
I don't know. He's sweet, he's tall, handsome.
Broad shoulders, good hair.
Wonder what she sees in Leonard.
How's it going out there?
Sheldon and your dad are bonding and completely ignoring me.
I know how you feel. Sheldon ignored me for a week when he got that Roomba vacuum. I kick it when he's not looking.
What are they doing?
They're drinking beer and watching football.
So why don't you do that with them?
They don't want me.
What do you mean?
Well, Sheldon started talking about how his dad isn't alive anymore, and they were toasting, and I tried to tell him about how sad I was when my dad abandoned...
Zach's here!
Stow the gravy!
Sorry, I really want to hear how sad you are. I'll be back in like 5-10 minutes.
Sorry she made you come over here on a holiday.
It's all right. I didn't have anything going on. Plus, Penny told me we're married and Thanksgiving's a time to be with family.
Yeah, okay, great. Can we just get this over with?
You guys have to sign here and here. On Monday, we'll file for the annulment and this marriage will be over.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to sign it.
Ooh. Why won't you sign it?
I just think splitting up can be rough on kids.
We don't have any kids.
Are you sure? Because you didn't know we were married until this morning.
Okay, look, Zach, come on. You know neither of us thought this was real. I mean, we were married by an Elvis impersonator.
Of course it wasn't an impersonator. We could never afford a real Elvis.
You married him instead of me? Good call. Sign the papers.
Hang on. You know what? You've been a jerk about this all day. You always do this. Whenever I mess up, you're right there to make me feel even worse about it.
That is not true.
But yeah, we could have waited till Monday, signed the papers, this all would have been over.
You're the one who invited him here.
Oh, there you go again. Just another mistake you're throwing in my face.
Not cool, bro. Starting to think you're not the kind of guy I want dating my wife.
Yeah, well, she's not gonna be your wife for long.
Oh no, are you dying?
I'm about to. Sign the paper.
Know what they say, happy wife, happy life. Let's eat.
That's all I can do without throwing up.
That is not what I expected when you said you were gonna burp pie.
Did somebody say pie?
I don't know what's scarier. The bathroom clowns or the woman that put them there.
All I know is you can only fit one of her in a car. To come here, but this is shaping up to be one of the best Thanksgivings I've had in a long time.
Me too.
Hey, Harry says you've been making fun of him all day. Now both of you apologize right now.
She's so tiny. It's funny when she's mad.
All right, mister. I think you owe Howard and Bernadette an apology.
Perhaps you're right. I'm sorry for my behavior. I've had alcohol and it's caused me to be inappropriate.
It's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Ain't she great?
Sheldon.
Now, how's about you get us a couple of beers?
Yeah, everything was delicious.
Well, I couldn't have done it without my two favorite girls, Martha Stewart and Rachel Ray.
Hey, Sheldon, what do you say we go outside and throw around the old pigskin?
This is a Jewish house. I don't think they have pigskin.
Did someone say pigskin?
I am sorry about today. And I promise, next time I get married, it won't be a joke. It'll be for love. Or money.
I'm sorry, too.
Don't be. It's my fault. I was a terrible husband. I was never around.
I know I'm hard on you, but you're not the worst son-in-law in the world.
Mike, it's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Well, I'm drunk.
I just vomited on a lot of clowns.